Pop singer John Mayer had his first big hits in 2001. They were from his second album called Room for Squares, which sold more than 4 million copies. Since then, the singer-songwriter has been trying to broaden out. His current CD, called Continuum, has plenty of the soft rock that his fans expect, but as our critic Tom Moon tells us, it also has some more musically daring adventures.
John Mayer's sane, sensitive guy pop songs have earned him a loyal following, especially with female listeners. But they've also brought him scorn. Those who don't like his work consider him the music equivalent of neutral wallpaper. He's sort of hanging around, not demanding much, and certainly not challenging anybody with songs like Your Body is a Wonderland.
One mile.
So over the last few years, Mayer has quietly attempted an image makeover. Now he's emphasizing his guitar skills. He recently toured with veteran bassist Pino Palladino and drummer Steve Jordan and recorded a blazing live album. Now on his new CD, John Mayer steps out a bit more, using his guitar as the foundation for tasty pop songs. Some of them actually have some meat on the bone. Mayer's always had a knack for creating irresistible hooks. These days, though, his songs are deeper. There's a bit of hipness happening under the hood. His chords resolve in unexpected ways. His melodies have a wistful, sometimes wandering quality. This next song, which is called Waiting for the World to Change, is an apology for Mayer's apathetic generation. It's like the flip side to Marvin Gaye's galvanizing 1971 classic, What's Going On? Now that Mayer's getting better at songwriting, his lyrics sometimes seem a little cliché. There are, however, songs that flash with unexpected insight. This one, which might be the best thing he's ever written, is a lament about time and the speed at which life rushes by. It shares advice John Mayer got from his father.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun. Had a talk with my old man, said help me understand. He said turn 68, you renegotiate. Don't stop this train, don't for a minute change the place you're in.
For musicians like John Mayer, success is one thing, and artistic credibility is another. Not every million seller gets it. Sting earned his credibility by making several albums with jazz musicians after his band The Police broke up. Mayer doesn't try to do anything that radical here. The smart songs on his new CD show him growing musically, without going so far as to terrify those who love the mellow John Mayer.
The CD is Continuum. The reviewer is Tom Moon. The program is All Things Considered from NPR News.